It's a movement, but it's about people. Be the People is about we the people joining forces to reclaim and reshape the best of our nation's time-treasured traditions. Each week, we offer insightful interviews with movers and shakers from all different spheres of life. And now, please welcome Dr. Carol Swain.
We hear a lot today about socialism. In fact, our U.S. Congress, we have people that are openly democratic socialists. Socialism has been around for a long time, and it's very much connected with Marxism. Today, my guest is Terry Beatley. Terry is an expert on Marxism and socialism, and she's someone that has dedicated her life to exposing the lies and also to educating people. Her bio says she is feminine, fearless, and a fanatic for truth, and that she shines a light in dark places to crush the lies of Marxism, socialism, and progressivism. And there are many lies, and unfortunately, our young people and some of our older people in America are allowing themselves to be deceived. They're moving away from the Constitution, from the Judeo-Christian values and principles that have undergirded this nation, and they're moving in a direction that I believe is very destructive if you look at what socialism, Marxism, and communism has meant and done to other countries. I welcome my guest, Terry Beatley, to the Be the People show. So, Terry, tell us about Marxism.
Oh, thank you for having me on your show. Well, hey, it's the worldview that's killed 100 million people. You know, why not bring that one into the United States, too? So that's my short summary of Marxism. How about that, Dr. Swain?
Well, I mean,
most people in America have very little clue what is Marxism, what is socialism, because they've had the benefit of growing up in the freest country of all time, as you well know, and it's almost like it's sort of been taken for granted. Most people would have no concept of thinking that they could wake up one day in America and they've lost 100% of their parental rights. Even the idea that their personal property could be stolen from them by the state. Like, imagine waking up one day and you no longer own the small business that you started in your local town. It's no longer yours. It belongs to the federal government.
Well, Terry,
because they think they can do things better.
Well, Terry, we do see our nation moving in that direction. And when it comes to free speech, I never thought, and I taught at a university 28 years, I noticed the society moving in a particular direction, but I never thought I would see the shutdown of free speech and the disrespect for the Constitution that we have around us today.
That's right. Well, I mean, we're dealing now with multiple generations, including law students who have never even read the United States Constitution. I mean, if that doesn't blow somebody's mind, how can you be a lawyer and yet you've never even read the United States Constitution and you have no concept that the U.S. Constitution was so based on Judeo-Christian principles, the values? I mean, most people don't even understand that the value system for which America must operate is a Judeo-Christian value system. It's not an atheist value system. You know, it's not a Sharia law value system. And so, you know, the sad part is, you know, communism basically births forth where atheism begins, you know, as Karl Marx once said. And so as America moves farther and farther away from its Judeo-Christian heritage and atheism or agnosticism is embraced, it's like a wide open door for communism.
Well, Terry, I can affirm that many law schools no longer require constitutional law. So you do have law students that are graduating from institutions, becoming judges, being on the path for the U.S. Supreme Court if they went to elite schools, and these people don't have a clue about the Constitution, or if they do, they see it as just a document, nothing special. It can be changed with the whims of the people. Not the whims of the real people, but the whims of the elites.
That's right. And you know, very few people consider, you know, the impact. Well, they don't even know what worldview means. And so when you combine all of this, I mean, this big push toward atheism, our judicial system and the makeup of all most of its people having very little concept of how that Constitution was written, you know, it's just a highway into slavery. And I remember it was years ago, well, I say years ago, it's when Sarah Palin was running with John McCain against, who was that, running against Obama? Obama. And I remember going to a big, it was a Sarah Palin rally in Richmond, Virginia. I was the only one there with a big poster sign that said, "Stop socialism in its tracks." And I thought, well, I must be a woman before her time, because literally it was the only sign. Now, all these years later, you see more and more people finally waking up to, wait a minute, what's going on? What is this thing, socialism? And I sort of thank the left in a way, because they're coming out blazing, which is great, because it shows the radicalism of socialism. But socialism, as we like to say, is the kissing cousin to full-blown communism. And like I said, communism has killed well over 100 million people since basically 1917.
But Terry, you were ahead of your time. But Glenn Beck, and there were some other voices out there that were trying to warn the American public about President Obama, about candidate Obama, but all of those people were dismissed as conspiracy theorists, and they were mocked. Right. They were literally mocked for being out front.
Well, I think they're mocked, but the good thing is people like you, me, Glenn Beck, all the others. I mean, you keep standing on truth sooner or later. So what I like to do is where does it hit people the closest? If we're to talk about whatever, some kind of policy with Red China and whatever, it is so far removed. How does Marxism affect the family? Because at the end of the day, and you know it as well as I know, Marxism at the end of the day is an attack on God's gift of family. Okay, so Marxism, it has to be in the framework of atheism, because if you're a Marxist, you don't believe in God. There is no God. There's nothing, nobody, you know, that you're ever reportable to. And so they need to be able to convince the children of such a worldview. And I think one of the best ways to help the average American understand, you know, Marxism, you know, socialism, which leads to full-blown Marxism, communism, is how does it affect the family?
Right.
Now, what about parental rights? What do parental rights look like in a Marxist country? There are none.
Right. And,
you know,
Terry, we're going to take a break. And when we return, I think we will spend a little bit of time talking more about, you know, Karl Marx, and then the cultural Marxists that came behind him.
Are you wondering what we can do about immigration? Then get your copy of my newly released book, Debating Immigration, the second edition, available at Amazon, Cambridge University Press, and all major booksellers.
The Out Loud Perspective awaits you in life, love, politics, a healthy lifestyle, your faith, personal development, and living an out loud life on AmericaOutLoud.com, Blitzer News and Entertainment Network, where you can listen 24/7 on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
I'm back with my guest, Terry Beatley. And you're listening to the Be the People podcast. Terry, tell our listeners about call Marx and just that concept of Marxism. And I really want to get into the cultural Marxists as well.
Well, I think, you know, the overall thing to know about Marxism, and we'll hone in on Karl Marx, is, you know, it's the control of the production of the goods and services. Okay, control, so state control of the production, manufacturing of all goods and services. And I like to say, and that includes the supply of the people.
Yes.
That's why in any Marxist country, you're going to see abortion off the charts.
If you don't believe in a God and the sanctity of human life, and you just believe that we all, you know, evolved from whatever, then human lives are not something that you would protect. And so we see all this environmentalism and young women saying that they're not going to have children because they are afraid of destroying the earth, and they have to commit themselves to population control because of greenhouse gases. All of this, you know, it can be traced back to the Marxism, but it's a devaluation of human life.
Right. And the founder of Marxism was Karl Marx. So he was born back in, I think it was 1818, and he died in 1883. And he, you know, I think it's so important for people to know, he was married, but completely irresponsible. And I believe he ended up, you know, leaving his family. And, you know, he certainly believed in, you know, adultery. And, but he was so irresponsible to his own family, and so he looked at all of you know, the family members as just a almost like a parasite,
right?
And so I just think it's so foundationally fundamental to know that anybody who falls for the lies of Marxism, you're falling for the lies of a man who could not even take care of his own family. He just sort of washed his hands of his own family, but he had this utopian idea that if the people who have can take from the people who have, the people who have not can take from the people who have, you can one day create this utopian society. But the only way you're going to get there is if you create lots of friction, lots of revolution.
Right.
So revolution and radical ideas were fundamental to Karl Marx. So anytime, this is really important for our listeners to know, that when we begin to see things like Ferguson in Missouri, that was a Marxist-funded turmoil. Okay, that just didn't naturally occur.
That's true. That Black Lives Matter is a Marxist group funded by George Soros, and I know that if you're from the left, you hear this and you say, "Oh, there they go with their conspiracy theories." But if you read the backgrounds of the founders of Black Lives Matter, the three black women,
right,
and it's all about LGBTQ and, as well as overthrowing the state.
Right.
When you look at their original materials, their websites, they talk about, you know, getting rid of the police, having a state without any type of law enforcement. I mean, it's
right.
it's crazy.
I mean, imagine that. No, a society without police. Well, then that means then is there no sin? Are there no laws to break? You know, we don't want laws broken, but what are we saying? Men are angels?
No,
I can't even fathom the idea of having this notion, no law enforcement.
Here's what you would get. You'd get rule of the strongest. You'd get anarchy and rule of the strongest.
Yep. And anybody who wants to experience that, just go move to Somalia. They can immerse themselves in what those three women wanted, a culture with no laws and just like you said, you know, the survival of the fittest. It actually perfectly, you know, pairs up with Darwinism, you know, survival of the fittest. So under Karl Marx, you know, they anticipated this beautiful utopian sort of society. But as we see, from communist Russia to communist China, It's the people in power who only have, you know, whatever, decent lives. Everybody else, it's like shared misery, poverty, no opportunity, government control. Just look at Venezuela. I mean, any American who thinks that socialism might be okay, just look at Venezuela. It's not that far away. You know, if you're lucky, you could row a boat there, you know.
Well, wasn't
I'm exaggerating.
Wasn't it the most prosperous South American country at one point?
That's my understanding. And, I mean, they're sitting on what, oil? Right?
Yeah, I think they were the most prosperous. And once they started going down the path of socialism, it's totally destroyed their country. And the culture of Marxism, we know that Marxism failed. And when Marx died, it's my understanding that there were a handful of people at his funeral, maybe seven. And again, that tells you something about he was not a man that was admired and respected and loved during his lifetime, during his era.
That's right. Yep. Well, you know, at the end of the day, this goes back to worldview. And I think Americans need to understand. What I like to, my clarion call is this: let go of your political party affiliation. I think that's been one of the biggest ways evil has continued to creep, is people who would say, well, I'm a Democrat or I'm a Republican. This is me. I mean, this is my personal opinion, that we need to let go of those titles. And if you are a Christian, you had better be looking at how is God's kingdom going to expand? Well, you can't do it in a country that allows the killing of babies. Well, that's a Marxist philosophy, okay? And so I would encourage people to step back, let go of political party affiliation. Nobody was ever born into a political party. And start educating yourself. There are great books out there that, you know, just cut the TV off, cut Facebook off, and start educating yourself. And one of the best books I think out there is called Understanding the Times by Jeff Myers and David Noble. Understanding the Times. It's a survey of competing worldviews. Because what Americans need to understand is we're in a battle right now. This is a war of which worldviews are going to dominate our laws and policies. I mean, you know the rest of the dots there. I mean, if we're going to adopt a Marxist socialist worldview, you can kiss everything that you value goodbye.
Well, Terry, when it comes to political parties, I think for our listeners and the way I feel about it, there are clear party differences on a lot of the issues. The Democratic Party has totally been taken over, and we both know that Cleon Skousen, who was a Mormon scholar, 1950s, he wrote a book called The Naked Communist, and he had 45 communist goals in his book that were later read into the congressional record in 1963. One of those goals was to take over a political party. And so as a Christian, you know, following Christ comes first. And for myself, conservatism second. I'm a Republican because they are closest to the things that I believe, but they're not perfect. And so ideally, maybe we need to be independent, but we do need to vote. And if you have to be in a party, the Republican Party is the lesser of the two evils.
Well, here's something, and I guess I didn't want to come across as like just some touting political parties, because I got complaints against both of them. But what you said is absolutely true, and people need to study the political party platforms.
Yes.
And here, if there's no other reason, here it is. I think it was Family Research Council, their action part, did a study on our elected officials. How often will they vote for bills which will advance their political party platform? And I think it averages out, I think it averages about 83% of the time a legislator, you know, a legislator will vote to advance bills that advance the political party. I'm getting that kind of all confused.
Yes.
But so it's the best indicator. So if you're a Democrat, you've got about an 83% chance on average that you're going to be advancing bills that advance your political party platform.
That's
but if
right.
the American voter knows what's in the platform, he's going to know today that if he votes for a Democrat, he's voting for Marxism.
Right.
He's voting for socialism. Their platform destroys the American family. And when you destroy the family, you've just destroyed liberty.
That's right.
And you've just advanced Marxism. And I'm very passionate about this. The Republican Party platform completely identifies that the family, mom, dad, and those children are the basic building block of a civil society. And that's my point, is that we have to let go of our political party affiliations and advance what's going to be good for America. We don't want more people on food stamps. We want them to have jobs and to
right.
be liberated with financial liberty, not be dependent on politicians and government handouts. That's not America, and that's not the America Frederick Douglass helped advance.
Right.
You know, I know you know a lot about Frederick Douglass, and that man, if you know, he would have been totally against Marxism.
Right. That's absolutely true. And when we hear politicians talk, and especially, again, members of the Democratic Party, they are talking about free health care, free education, free, cradle to grave,
yeah.
The government taking care of you. Well, that's not going to happen. And every country that's tried that experiment, it has failed. It has failed miserably, and it keeps people in
yeah.
bondage. We don't want to be in bondage. We need to be free. And our Constitution was set up, you know, for there to be limited government and for us to have individual freedom. That is all being jeopardized. And the America that those of us, you know, who are over 50 grew up in, that America is being threatened by this Marxism and socialism. A lot of us thought we would never see that, but it's here.
Well, I'm believing that God's not done with America yet. We have turned our back on the Lord, and I want to get this out here. We have murdered 60 million babies, and God tells us in Deuteronomy what he will do to a nation that turns its back on him.
Right.
And he gives their blessings for obedience, which America has experienced before for decades. But when we began aborting babies and under constitutional law, which was, by the way, the greatest unjust jurisprudence decision in American history, by the way, it was completely unjust. But
it was unconstitutional.
Completely unconstitutional.
They invented.
But that's a whole other topic.
Right, right.
But my point is this, is that if we want to be a country of liberty, a country of free speech, a country where parents have control of their children and not the state, a country of capitalism, where you can take a poor person who can go invent a product and then begin to sell his or her product or service and make a fortune and or make a good living. That's America. We have to return to what honors God. And so I just cannot implore your listeners enough. Go before the next election, go read the political party platforms, and what you're going to see is they're diametrically opposed to one another. There's very
right.
little overlap. One takes you left, one takes you straight to hell, a country that's just demolished, and one that leads toward life, liberty, and it gives you the ability to pursue, you know, your dreams.
That is
the Republican Party platform.
You're absolutely right, and we need to take another break. When we return, we're going to do a couple of things. We're going to talk about the infiltration of the Republican Party, and then I'm going to give Terry an opportunity to tell you how you can get in contact with her.
There are speakers, and then there are great speakers who know the importance of creating that memorable moment. Well, the key to any successful event is an informative and inspirational speaker. Professor Dr. Carol Swain is that gifted speaker. She delivers passionately from the heart every time. To find out more about booking Carol for your next great event, simply go to carolmswain.com. Click on Public Speaking and then click the blue Book Carol tab.
Terry, I think it's pretty clear that the Republican Party has been infiltrated, and that's a Marxist tactic.
Absolutely. When you've got a Republican Party, and I'm going to say something very bold here, okay, but use it if you want. We need a Republican Party that has the backbone to expose some really bad things that have been driven by the Marxist left, but they've been allowed to sort of run rampant because we've had way too many Republicans that have no spine. In retrospect, it's like, well, I guess they're Marxists or globalists, one world government globalists at heart, which is not, you know, the American way. And so just take one thing. I want to see a Republican Party that'll call out Margaret Sanger's, what she called, the Negro Project. That was her 1939 plan to eradicate the black race in America. Why can't the Republican Party stand up and call that out? You know, if they say they're pro-life, then completely be pro-life. And let's start identifying some of the most heinous things that have happened. Because the Republican Party platform proclaims a pro-life stance. And the majority of them are. But you've got far too much infiltration from the Marxist left, which pulls the rug out whenever there's any momentum. Then you look at the thing the Republicans had, they're all about the wall, the wall, the wall. Then when they have, you know, the House, the Senate, and the executive office, then the House doesn't back the president.
Right.
So what do? They, you know, they lose the election, and then now they start pretending that they want a wall. So it's been infiltrated. So we as believers, as voters, I think this is the only way. If voters can understand the difference in the political party platforms, then begin supporting a platform that advances life, liberty, and the, you know, pursuit of your dreams, then we can hold the Republican Party responsible. Okay, black,
right.
White, Hispanics, every color and ethnicity in between. We come together united, you know, if nothing else, the body of Christ. And to demand from the Republicans that they live up to what they say they're going to stand for. Because that's the only way I can see.
Right.
Without, you know, a spiritual, you know, revival. I just mean, like, the mechanics. Because let's just face it. If American, if you have the majority of American young people voting Democrat, you got the majority of American black people voting Democrat, and then if they succeed in getting the majority of Hispanics voting Democrat, we will see the end of America, the life, liberty part of America. It's over. It's
yes.
Over. And then people wake up one day and realize what the heck happened.
Right.
As they should have already by now. But if we can unite, stop seeing each other, that's a Marxist tool for me to see you as black and you to see me as white. We should be united because you want life,
right.
Liberty, pursuit of happiness.
And the
that's
thing about
what unites us.
One of the things that's changed in my lifetime, and I was a Democrat most of my life, is that the Democratic Party, at one time it had people who were pro-life, they loved America, they defended the Constitution, and now those people have been pushed to the side. There's no perfect political party, but we do have a nation that has a Constitution, and there are ideals and values that we cherish. And we need to work together. And
right.
If you are a member of the Democratic Party, then work hard to reform your party. Don't allow it to be hijacked by the Marxists.
Well, I just want to throw in there, it has been hijacked.
You're right.
It's been hijacked.
You're right.
It's the party of slavery. You know all about this better than I do. I just think it's time for people to come. I worked in a political election back in 2011. And I knock doors. I'm a white woman. I knock doors in a minority neighborhood just giving out information, the truth about Margaret Sanger, the Planned
right.
Parenthood, the truth about how their elected official had been voting to allow minor girls to have abortions without parental consent. He voted to take in God We Trust off of school walls. I could go through a list. It was 4 pages, 12 font, double space.
How did people respond?
Nobody got mad at me except one woman, and she was an operative for the Democrat Party. She literally followed me in a truck. I went door to door. We knocked on about 1,000 homes, I think. Maybe it wasn't quite that much. But people thanked me. They said they'd never heard of, they had no clue what that state senator had been doing when he would go down to Richmond, Virginia. They thanked me.
Good.
I got hugs. I had one man who was an ex-offender. He joined my team.
All right.
It was just awesome. So
yeah.
Truth reigns. If we stand on Jesus Christ's principles, we will be united and take back our country from Marxists.
Okay, Terry. And Terry, tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you.
Sure, they can get in touch with me at Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, at hoseaforyou.org. That's H-O-S-E-A, the number 4.Y-O-U.org, hoseaforyou.org. I'm president and founder of Hosea Initiative. That's a nonprofit educational organization to advance life and liberty in America. So thank you.
Thank you so much for being on the Be the People show. And I look forward to talking with you again. And
all right. Thank you. God bless.
And for those who are out there listening, remember, it's we the people who must stand up and be the people who take back our cities, states, nations, and eventually our world. And we can do it if we stand up and fight for righteous principles. Until next time.